And we're going to hear next from our good friends at North Shore Community School. Lee Jackson and Robbie Teagee are the teachers over there.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of May 30th. My name is Mrs. Jackson. Mrs. Teagee and I are your phenologists for this week. This year, our school year ended in a unique way. Unlike any other in our 59-year history, the sixth grade continued to be observant through our distance learning and to record the firsts, lasts, and changes in the natural world. The ecology, or interconnectedness of every living thing, does truly affect every other thing in some way. Sometimes it is small, but sometimes it is enormous. The global effect of the pandemic has shown us that. And as we become weary of sheltering in place, being observant helps us to notice the promise of new life in the spring. Many more of us were out walking our dogs or hiking with family and friends on local trails or riding our bikes. Without having to rush home from work each day, a revival of sitting on the porch occurred. Seed catalogs ran out of seed this year as people take up gardening in large numbers. Neighbors and friends are asking what this wildflower is or what that bird is. Knowing the world was in turmoil in some places, the sound of spring bird song sounds that much sweeter. Our students continue to report their observations and have truly become more observant of our world because of it. In these anxious times, watching a dragonfly patrol the yard for mosquitoes or marveling at the rays of the sunset is balm for our jittery nerves. Naturalist and essayist John Burroughs once said, "I go to nature to be soothed and healed and to have my senses put in order." Our students have been given this gift to go to nature. They have done it since preschool, and it is a normal practice for them to do. Observation is a gift too. We don't want to speed past the miracles of nature that lie before us as we travel, and we want to care for nature in any small way we can, because we are all a part of the natural world and connected in so many ways. This unusual year will hopefully remind us of that. Our students are living in a historic moment. We trust their training and observation will help them focus on remaining connected and caring for the natural world because they know they are an integral part of it. This concludes the phenology report and our 2020 school year. Be safe, go outside and explore, and always be observant.
Thank you, Lee. What a nice way to end the year, and what a good message. I hope that you will take her words to heart and that maybe we'll hear from you sometime this next week or next month. Don't put it off and be observant.